Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 695, The Other Cortana, recorded live on July 31st, 2019. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And there's more discoveries on Halo Infinite. That was unknown,
yay, and we have some more stuff. Secrets.
Yeah, more secrets, which is crazy to think about. And apparently there are more secrets even than the ones that were found.
Somewhere.
Yeah. We're hot on the heels of finding out more about Infinite that's hidden in the E3 trailer.
People are analyzing this trailer frame by frame to find stuff.
Basically have to do that, though. There's no other way to go about it if you want to get everything. Yeah, that's going to be very interesting to talk about. We also have another MCC flight update, along with a community update that we missed last week because it was delayed today. And a couple of housekeeping stuff to start with. So, GT, how did we do with Fragment Friday last week?
We did pretty good. Kind of a quiet night. But we played a lot of Super Fiesta, and we stayed away from Warzone. Played some Husky Raid. That was fun. Won a few, lost a few. We had one match where the other team... We could not get weapons to save our lives.
Uh-oh.
They were getting Prophet's Banes, snipers, rocket launchers.
All the good stuff.
Fuel rod cannons, and we were getting plasma pistols. And pistols. And suppressors. And
that
shotguns.
Sucks.
Not even good shotguns, just shotguns.
That's the one downside to Fiesta. There's the possibility of just getting royally screwed over. And sometimes you can't just do anything about it. You just have to take and be like, well, that sucked.
Yeah, pretty much. One match we played was actually a standoff. We each pulled each other's flag.
Mm-hmm.
And your flag has to be home to score. So we had to go, you know, return our flag. And we spent most of the match trying to return our flag.
Oh,
and they were doing
geez.
The same thing. You know, we were camping their flag in our base, and they were camping our flag in their base. Finally, mm-hmm. we got a wave where we all got good weapons. And we just tore through them and got them all dead at the same time and got the flag returned just barely.
Nice.
And got the score. It was to the point where I didn't think we were gonna score.
Those are always rewarding moments.
Yeah.
When you can see that you've barely made it, but you come out on top. That's a good feeling.
Yeah, there was a couple of times they almost returned their flag too.
Doesn't surprise me.
Because you know, we were pushing out trying to return our flag. So that leaves very few people back at the base. You know, mm-hmm. there's only four anyway. So if three of you go try to return the flag, that leaves one of you back defending the flag.
Right.
And in this case, we all pushed, so there was nobody back there. Well, nobody clear back there. There's one person doing long range with a sniper. And of course, they got killed, and luckily, they respawned with a fuel rod cannon just as the other team was gathering around their flag. Or someone respawned. I don't remember who it was. But
very nice.
It was sweaty.
that's even more difficult with random souped-up weapons, too.
Yeah. But it's still fun, so.
Good. Good to hear. I did stream... Again, actually, with Laird. So managed to get some achievements on Sunday. And he hasn't heard how many achievements we got yet, but we got 9 achievements on Sunday.
Cool.
So we started working on, or actually continued working on, trying to get part times on Heroic and get gold medals across all campaign missions. And by the time we finished, we were doing Arcadia Outskirts, trying to get that gold. We had to do it 3 times to get it gold. And just because of how late it was at that point, we decided to just do some multiplayer farming. So managed to get 9 achievements just doing multiplayer farming. So the first one being Gallivanting Around the Galaxy, which is winning a game on every skirmish map. And then Halo Historian, which is unlocking all timeline events. Basically Naive, win 10 skirmishes or multiplayer matches. Play in the Field, win a skirmish game with every leader. Empire Builder, won a game in every skirmish game mode. Pull Hard, Pull Deep, won the Never Trailed in a Tug of War game. Noob No More, won the public game. Halo Academic, unlocked 20 timeline events. And So Lonely at the Top, won and had the highest score in a public game.
Wow.
So, 9 achievements.
No part-time and no gold achievements, huh?
No, still got quite a few of those to go. We have 2 more missions on the part-time, and we have 3 more missions on the gold medal.
Yeah, I remember when I was doing that. That Arcadia sucks for that one.
Yeah, we have Arcadia City for gold. We got the part-time, not the gold yet.
Yeah, I think I missed it by 50 points 3 times.
Oh my gosh. That sucks.
Or, you know, some ridiculously low number.
It's like it's all about that last inch.
Yeah.
To get to the mile.
It is. You either make it or you don't, so.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, that's rough. So thanks, Laird, for the help. We will not be back on for this weekend, but the following weekend we plan to be on to try to get some more of the part-time and gold medal levels done. So continuing the run on the Halo Wars Definitive Edition. And I don't know if this was a question that anyone had, but I did play Warzone Turbo this weekend. Actually hopped into a few games with DJ this weekend. He was doing his Halo World play-along thing on Sunday, which he normally does. So I hopped in with him for about an hour and played some Halo MCC and Halo 5. And it was a lot of fun. And I'll get to see him tomorrow, if not Friday, in Chicago for the next Halo Outpost. And also get to see Laird. He'll be there as well.
Yay!
Yeah.
I won't be.
Nope. There's going to be a lot of people in Chicago.
Yeah.
A lot of authors.
It seemed like there was quite a few people in Philly, too.
There was. Chicago is kind of their big feature event, I think, for the most part, though. They have a lot of different voice actors, novelists, artists going to Chicago, specifically. Mm-hmm. It's going to be just insane. Signings are going to be crazy.
Yeah. Kind of makes you wonder what they did for ticket sales.
I haven't seen any sold out things.
No, for I mean, Chicago as far as yet. Numbers. As oh. far as, you know, how many they actually sold.
I don't know.
You know, because, you know, you made comment about line length in Philly, how it seemed like the lines were moving better, but they also limited the number of passes available. So I'm just kind of interested to see if it works out that way for Chicago too.
Most likely. I don't know if they'll make it less than it was for Philly, but it'll probably be at least max of what Philly was.
Yeah.
That's my guess. And Laird said that
it was just the 3-day VIP tickets that they limited. It wasn't a general admission.
I thought they limited general admission too.
Yeah,
I thought they did.
Regardless, it's
yeah. So
with the, you know, 200 to the belt, looks like they're doing pretty good. We'll see how the third one goes.
Yep. We shall see. So since we're talking about Outpost, go ahead and mention that their featured lineup guest is pretty extensive. So Friday is Steve Downs, Marcus Leto, Frankie, Mary Olson, Melissa Pereira, Jen Taylor, and Kiki Wolfkill. Saturday is Greg Bear, Nicholas Bovier, Tim Dodabo, Troy Denning, Steve Downs, Marcus Lido, Frankie, Kenneth Peters, Bonnie Ross, Jen Taylor, Ann Toll, and Kiki. And then on Sunday, it's Greg Bear, Will Carlin. I'm not familiar with that name. Troy Denning, Steve Downs, Eugene Jarvis, Carlos Naranjo, Kenneth Peters, George Petro, Jen Taylor, and Ann Toll. It is a star-studded weekend at Halo Outpost in Chicago.
Yeah, it kind of makes me wish I was going to be there, because I wouldn't mind getting a chance to talk to Bonnie.
If you want to drive up, I can get you in.
Yeah, no. I've got too much other shit that I need to do.
Life stuff.
I still have a project that I've got 2 months to finish. Well, ish, depending on when cold weather hits.
This will be nice in Chicago for me because it's supposed to be a high of 86, I think, the whole time I'm there, with lows in the 60s.
Yeah, that's where it's going to be here. I mean, Chicago's, let's see, from where I am, I think Chicago is about a 15 or 18 hour drive, something like that.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a short trip.
No. Definitely put some miles to it.
Yeah. I mean, I could do it, but I'd be a zombie for a week.
But wouldn't it be worth it? Eh? Eh?
Yeah.
No.
Sure, right.
No, it's all good. Hopefully, if they do it again next year, there's some place that's a little bit closer to you that you'd be able to make it out to.
Yeah, the funny thing is Laird saying it's a four-hour flight for him. The sad part is it's about a four-hour flight for me. Because I would leave out of Kansas City and go to St. Louis.
You have to transfer.
And then to Chicago.
Dang transfers.
I've already made that trip. I had to go to Toledo for some machinist training back when I was working in an automobile shop. And Toledo. I flew out of Kansas City to St. Louis to Chicago O'Hare and then took a smaller plane to Toledo.
Jeez. That sounds like fun. Not
on the way there, it wasn't so bad. O'Hare, the two planes weren't that far apart. They were at least on the same wing of O'Hare.
That's nice.
Coming home, yeah, I went corner to corner.
I don't think I've ever had to do that at O'Hare, but I've definitely had
about 20 minutes between flights.
That's like no time at all.
So I was hauling butt.
Yeah, I bet you were. Wow. Kudos to you, man. That's a close shave. That's a really uncomfortable close shave. Yeah.
This fat man was running.
Sounds like you made your flight, though, which is good.
Yeah, I made my flight. I actually still had 5 minutes to spare.
Good.
Because I'd use that trying to catch my breath so I could show him my ticket.
Fair enough. Yeah. Yeah. They also have a new behind the scenes Hall of History video. They have Blue Whale Studios making the Master Chief, so that's up on HaloOutpostDiscovery.com now. And they released the full schedule, so I have 5 panels again coming up in Chicago. And this time I'm not the only community panel.
Nice.
Yes, there's going to be a lore panel. This has been organized by Toa Freak. I actually reached out to him at one point to try to offer my assistance in getting that going and possibly being on it, but he never really replied back to me on it. And I figured since I was doing 6 different panels already, I'll just let him take one.
Just one.
Just one.
Just for giggles.
But the lore panel that they've been working on is supposed to be Chicago, Houston, and Anaheim. So it's pretty crazy that I've been pretty much the sole provider of community panel content for Outpost. It kind of blows my mind a little bit.
Yeah, well.
But if people are going to be at Outpost, my schedule is thusly. Thankfully, nothing is right up against the beginning of general admission opening. That was some feedback that I provided and they thankfully listened to. Unfortunately, the armory stage is still right by the main stage, so it's likely to get drowned out again. Which sucks, but it is what it is. On Friday, I will be having the community panel at 3 o'clock. We will have Soterios, Toa Freak, Hidden Xperia, Laird, and JK Fire, and I am Mr. Mayhem on from HS Pro Talk on for the community panel. I have my game show at 7 p.m., which we should be having a new game added to that. I'm really excited about that one. And hopefully, with all of the star-studded talent at Outpost, maybe get some of them on for a match game. That's the hope. We'll see what happens. That's the goal, though.
Fingers crossed.
Yes. I will have a projects panel. This is like Installation 01, Project Cartographer, Project Contingency, all that kind of stuff. So at Chicago, it's going to be the folks from CE3, which stands for Custom Edition Entertainment Expo. So they kind of took the E3 and they put CE in for the first three. So it's Custom Edition Entertainment Expo. It was a set of live streams that they started off in 2010 and in 2016, showcasing some Halo CE mods and content and that kind of stuff. And there's still some stuff that they do for the Halo Custom Edition modding community out there. So they're going to be the presenters for the projects panel. And then at 2:30 on Saturday will be the Forge panel. And we have Brusky, Dark Death, Jason, and Time Dipper, and all on from iForge, talking about their stuff. Had the meeting with them last night to get their slides organized, and we're about 90% of the way there, so that should be good to go. And then on Sunday, I have the podcasting panel, and that's going to be at 11 a.m., and that is going to consist of Silver and someone else on from his podcast. I am blanking on his name right now. But they're on from Halo Conversationalist. JK Fire and I am Mr. Mayhem will be on from HCS Pro Talk. Brokebox will be on from Podcast Evolved. And Junior Ace cannot make it, so he will not be on from Drunken Halo. But it'll be five of us podcasters there at Chicago. So that is the panel schedule. So come find me. Come attend the panel. Panels.
The multiples.
Yes, multiple panels. Lots of panels. All right, so that's it for a little bit of Halo Outpost cleanup. We've got a couple of news articles to talk about. First up is the community update from last week. This one is titled Traveling Tidings, and it is posted by Unishek. We got a little bit of a recap from Orlando and a little bit of the recap from Philly as well. So we've talked about a lot about those two different places already, but if you want 343 perspective on it, then you can head on over to the update and get their take on it. They mentioned that over the course of the weekend, there is play dates and showdowns in Orlando. There was Major Nelson, Frankie, and Grimm playing on the first community play date. They also had Adam Cole, who's a WWE person and late night gaming, on the stage as well. And then they also highlight Ubernick's review video of Philadelphia. And they mentioned the three remaining sites coming up and hope to see you guys at one of those sites. There's a little bit touch on the Master Chief Collection. So to reiterate, and going to stress this for every show until it comes up, because it's actually just 2 weeks away. MCC game modes and maps conversion from legacy titles is taking place in 2 weeks. Less than 2 weeks, technically. Game types will be converted over on August 12th at 10 a.m. Pacific. Again, that's August 12th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So you have until that point to get all of your game types that you want from Halo 3, Halo Reach, and Halo 4 into your file share, and it will be copied over into a temporary holding place to be injected into MCC as the MCC games get rolled out to PC. Again, game types are on August 12th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. That is 1 p.m. Eastern time. That is 5 p.m. Zulu time. And you can go from there. And then 2 weeks after is MAPS. That is August 26th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Again, MAPS for Halo 3, Halo Reach, and Halo 4. Into your file share by August 26th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. 1 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Zulu. Hopefully I made that abundantly clear. Hey, fans.
Still wondering what they're going to do with the map limit in MCC.
Like I've been saying, they got to do something about it. There's probably room to grow.
I know if I had my full library, I'd have over 100 maps. Just maps. Not counting game types, just maps.
I got to get with Jack to make sure we get all the mole maps converted over. Because those would be fun to see in full 1080p. Interesting to see how they change, too. How some of the mechanics of those puzzles change.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They are planning to go to Gamescom this year, amongst their whole crazy schedule with Outpost. They will be showing off the Halo Reach PC E3 demo. So that's the Tip of the Spear campaign demo over in Germany, in Cologne, Germany. I don't know when that is. Looks like the dates are the 20th to the 24th of August, which is basically the day after the Houston Outpost ends, because it ends on the 18th. And
the sounds like somebody's catching the red eye.
Probably sketching a few others. That's nuts. That's got to be a tough schedule.
I got a feeling they'll probably leave early.
Yes, they will likely be getting a flight out on Sunday at the very latest.
I'm thinking Saturday afternoon.
For some of them, maybe.
Ought to be interesting. Sucks to be you right at the moment.
Yeah. Yes, it does. For MCC playlist updates, we do have a tad bit of an update that was posted by Postums. Since it's kind of referenced here already, I'll just touch on it. The update brings unlimited jetpacks, rockets, and railguns with the addition of rock and rails to MCC. This game mode will be live in Action Sack for social matchmaking in Halo 4, both in 4v4 and 8-player FFA game sizes. So for Halo 4 Action Sack 4v4, they will have Abandon, Haven, Solace, Landfall, Monolith, Skyline, Pitfall, and Vertigo. For Halo 4 Action Sack 8-player Free-for-All, they will have Abandon, Haven, Solace, Landfall, Monolith, Skyline, Pitfall, and Vertigo. And they also fixed a bug in ranked matchmaking, so you still match against blocked players. Wait, what?
Fixed the bug so you don't match against blocked players.
Yeah.
The bug was that you still matched against blocked players. And now I can't talk. In other ways, they fixed it.
Hoping they fixed it in the right way. Anyways, I'll have to ask them about that and see if there's a little clarification there. Yeah. For Halo 5, they said that Husky Raid crushed it. Everyone was loving and playing Husky Raid.
Does not surprise me.
Yep. At this point, I think it's actually out, though. It's not in there anymore, right? It was up for 3 weeks, now it's gone. I haven't
checked tonight.
I don't see it. Well, I don't see it falling off this updated list, so maybe it's still up there. I don't know. I guess I have to go. If you want to go in and check while I read through the playlist calendar for August, then feel free. So this past weekend, Halo 2 BR Slayer rotated in for Covenant Slayer, and there was Warzone Turbo for the weekend. On August 1st, which will be tomorrow, as of this recording, since we're recording on Wednesday this week, Snipers rotates into Ranked for the final month of this arena season. And Roaming King replaces Mythic Shoddy Snipers. On August 8th, Castle Wars rotates in for Halo 2 BR Slayer. It's another one of our community favorites. On August 15th, Forerunner Slayer rotates in for Roaming King, and Warzone Assault goes live for the weekend. Perfect time to get in some double XP with XP boosts going.
Mm-hmm.
Action Sack rotates in for Castle Wars on August 22nd. And then on August 29th, Rock and Rails rotates in for Forerunner Slayer, and Warzone Turbo goes live for the weekend.
Just in time for Dust to ignore it.
That weekend is going to be an insane weekend because I'll be flying to Seattle on Wednesday, then flying to Anaheim on Friday, flying back to Seattle on Sunday, flying back to Baltimore on Tuesday.
Mmm, fun. Currently, Husky Raid is still in there, along with Halo 2 BR Slayer and Mythic Shoddy Snipers.
So that just might be like a permanent playlist type of thing.
So it may be available for a while.
It's fun. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
I said this last time. You should just put Super Fiesta and Husky Raid in a Fiesta playlist and have Super Fiesta be the Slayer variant and have Husky Raid be the Capture the Flag variant. There you go.
Hey.
It's like Team Arena. You could call it Team Fiesta Arena and see if you can squeeze Oddball in there or something like that. Strongholds.
Oh, God. Super Fiesta Oddball. Actually, I think they did that, didn't they?
They may have at one point.
They did it with Crazy King, I know that.
Yeah, Fiesta Crazy King would probably be fun.
Because they had the Fiesta in that weird Fiesta playlist they did where they had all the different types of Fiesta.
Mm-hmm.
Sniper Fiesta, Rocket Fiesta. There was a Capture the Flag.
Oh, and then there was that was a while ago, yeah.
I thought there was an Oddball and a King of the Hill, too.
Yes.
Or a Stronghold.
I forget what that was for, but yeah, I remember there was kind of a Fiesta craziness. Yeah. Was that during the Yappening, or was that a different event?
I honestly don't remember.
I know which event you're talking about. I just don't remember the details around it. But you're right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Good stuff. They mentioned some of the HCS grassroots stuff that's happening. I think we touched on a lot of this already before, and they're just kind of recapping it. There's some new Halo gear stuff coming out from 1000 Toys to bring a certain Spartan to a new kind of definition. So Master Chief in Mark V Mjolnir armor in 1/12 scale was on display at San Diego Comic-Con. And a lot of the colored community went goo-goo gaga over this thing. It's pretty. It looks like a lot more clean cut, too.
Yeah.
And they mentioned the announcement about Wicked Cool Toys partnering with them for the Halo Infinite lineup. And some other little radar blips that I think we've mostly talked about so far. Some of it we'll catch up.
You skipped over the most important thing in this article. The Master Chief pancake.
Wait, what? I don't see what? Where?
The tweets.
On the community update?
Yeah. Tiding Travelers right below the Halo championship pitcher. There's tweets.
Oh, that's what that is. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I actually heard about this on the HCS Pro Talk that I'm talking about. I didn't even realize that tweet was for the pancake stuff specifically. So, my bad. Yes.
Pancakes. Master Chief pancakes.
There was a guy there making Halo-themed pancakes.
And I like how he's got his phone right in front of him with a picture of Master Chief's head.
Yep.
But yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that's what that still was the guy making the pancake.
Well, it's actually a video, let's see, I just watched a little bit of it. He does Master Chief's helmet, he does a energy sword, and I think he does one other thing. But
yeah. I think it was a plasma grenade? Or a grenade,
something
maybe?
Like that. I don't remember. I didn't get that far, so. And then we have art.
Oh, yes.
We have glorious art.
The Halo 2 launch poster art.
1280 by 1920. It's the wrong shape.
You wanted a widescreen for your desktop, didn't you?
Yeah, they have it. They have it. Have that as well.
Yeah, they have a 16:9. Good stuff.
But it being a box art, it's not intended to be shaped like that. So,
right.
But still.
And remember the Hunt the Truth alterations to this promo pick?
Yes, I remember them. Actually, I think I still have them around here. Somewhere.
I've got the folder of all that content that came out. Had so much potential. So much potential. All right. On to the MCC development update for this month. This month being July. We've got an update on what the next flight is going to entail. And this one's been aptly named Fireflight.
Fireflight.
And who can guess that it's probably going to be revolving around Firefight?
I think it's going to revolve around Firefight.
I think it might
be. But I'm not sure.
If we read on, I'm sure we'll find out if our assumptions of Firefight are correct or not. So there's a little of a blurb in here about Xbox flighting status, and they kind of touch on PC a little bit as well. So there's a lot of people, obviously, that are wanting the Xbox flighting to come. They don't want they're missing out because people don't have necessarily the PC to run yet. Or
honestly, I really think they need to open the specs they want the stuff tested on, because not everybody's going to be running it on high-end PCs, and you know there's hardware limitations that could cause problems.
So I don't think they've necessarily restricted even like the first flight
I'm not saying that they've restricted it as far as people that can join it. It's just they're not picking them. Because most of the people that I talked with, they don't exactly have, I'm not going to say super high-end, you know, like twin graphics card, all water-cooled, overclocked, and RGB. Puke. Mm-hmm. Oh. But, you know, they have decent systems. They have, you know, later graphics cards, you know, like three people that I know have 20 series NVIDIA cards, different levels of them, but mm-hmm. still 20 series video cards. They have later model processors that are maybe 1 or 2 years old. You know, it's not like, you know, my dinosaur that I've got that's just been patched back together that is, you know, 6 years old.
Yeah, which, yeah.
You know, they should be testing on hardware like mine too, because there's probably a lot more people out there that have hardware like mine than have hardware like theirs.
So it was my understanding, based on what they said after the first flight, that they chose a variety of hardware configurations, high end and low end, to test all this stuff out. So,
yeah, I guess the low end stuff just didn't get a lot of press, but
well, and probably the more vocal people who
I'm just
who were in the flight
get picked, but didn't really matter anyway because my computer died.
It's just getting you ready for actually getting a good computer to play it with.
So which reminds me, I need to download and install Steam on this. Still remembering the programs I need to install.
That's why I always export a list of installed programs. That way I know what I need to reinstall when I do a refresh.
I've got a list. It's just, do I want to install it or not? Whenever I do something like this, I tend to not install everything. You know, I have a list of programs I definitely install. Like, you know, I definitely install Audacity. I definitely install video editing software. I definitely install
Java drivers.
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of have to there. You know, I definitely install my password vault. You know, I definitely install Firefox. I definitely install Chrome. Things like that. But there are other software I really don't install them until I actually need them. It's kind of a way to weed out software that I don't need.
Yeah. I do something very similar. So for the Xbox flighting status, if you remember that they're using a little bit of Unreal 4 engine for the player customization stuff, Unfortunately, with having 11 different game engines, they're running into issues going beyond the memory capacity that the Xbox One can support. So until they can get some of that stuff figured out, flighting on Xbox One isn't going to happen. So that's where the Xbox stuff is. They're still trying to get it to work.
He's spoken.
It doesn't fit. Doesn't fit on the Xbox. They detail out a little bit more of the goals for flighting. So the first one was campaign, which is already come and gone. Second one's going to be firefight matchmaking. And the third one's going to be PvP matchmaking. No dates for these flights yet, but that's the order in which things are expected to happen. They have a list of community questions answered and some community bug reports that they're addressing as well. First one is with regards to screen resolution and PC customization options, and we got a couple of pictures of Jared Ives with some ultra wide screen goodness for those with ultra wide screen monitors.
And it looks funny.
It looks really weird.
Be ready to turn your head to the left to see your radar.
That's one of the configurations they're looking at. So they have two different configurations for the HUD elements. Either putting the HUD elements further out to the corners or leaving them in where they normally would reside in a 4x3 or 16x9 or similar configuration.
Well, and the second one looks more like a 4x3 type arrangement because it's kind of like a box in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll have something where it's sliders so you can slide the outsides to a preferred...
Put it to where you want it, yeah.
Something like that. So there's a lot of bugs that they're planning to squash and a couple that that were reported as bugs that they're not necessarily bugs that they're not going to squash either. So some of the things that were reported from the community that are being investigated is player camo states desync on pickup of camo as camo wears off. Teleporter behavior differs from legacy Halo C. Oh, wait. I misread this. Key community reported issues to investigate during development of Halo CE on MCC PC. Oh, so these are things that I guess are issues on Halo CE currently that they're wanting to make sure that they're bugged out on PC for. So player camo state desyncs on pickup of camo as camo wears off. Teleporter behaviors differs from legacy Halo CE. Differences between original Halo CE maps and MCC CE maps. Classic multiplayer audio not used in multiplayer. And please consider using the original version of weapon tags. That's some of the stuff. Can you report issues to investigate after MCC PC project completes? Sniper Magnum shots are too easy in MCC. Okay. I mean, that's part of the legacy code, I think, a little bit. I'm not sure what the too easy means compared to...
Well, yeah.
The older games. I don't know. Slow-moving projectile weapons impact and effects are not synchronized. Yeah. Netcode changes. That's all netcode stuff. Actions executed during dying can queue up and be performed on respawn. Yeah, that's an issue. When a power-up or weapon is moved from spawn, it can appear in different locations for clients. Okay. That seems like a netcode issue as well. And multiplayer latency issues. Netcode. Community report issues that they will not be investigating. In-game timer is missing when players are dead and respawning. They said for this one, for both of these, and the second one is options to make weapon cocking and footstep sound effects play client-side only in Halo CE. That's where you can like hear other players' footsteps and other sound effects. So 343's response to that is the last issues don't warrant investigation or further work as the behaviors do not match legacy Halo titles and differs from the design of MCC entirely.
Okay.
That's like, aren't you kind of picking and choosing what you want to keep as legacy and what you don't want to keep as legacy? to an extent. I don't know.
What sort of everybody wants a legacy title, but they don't want the legacy title.
Yeah.
Anyways. Know, MCC was a bad port.
It was.
I get it.
There are issues.
And really, when I saw Halo 3 and Halo Reach and Halo 4 come to Xbox back compat, I was really surprised that CE and Halo 2 did not join them.
Well, those are all 360 titles compared to Xbox originals.
Original Xbox titles in back compat.
They do now. I don't think they originally did, but no, yeah, they do didn't now.
Originally, but I was hoping that those two games would make it into back compat.
Still a chance, I guess, technically.
Nope, they're done. There are going to be no more back compat games done. They have cut it off.
Xbox has cut it off?
Yep. Xbox is done doing back compat games.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They announced that at E3. They announced the last of the back compat games. The back compat team is now moving forward to Project Scarlet in order to make the current games backwards compatible on it.
I did not pick up on that or realize that from E3. Okay.
So that's
good to know.
They're done. All the games that they're going to put on back compat are there, and that's it. Which is really sad because Halo CE and Halo 2 still have a large number of votes. Hell, I went and voted for them under four different accounts?
Using up all your gamer tags, huh?
Yeah, because I wanted to see them. You know, I wanted to be able to play. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I like playing MCC, and it's fun. But I still like firing up the original games occasionally and playing those.
Yeah. I agree with
and
you.
And I really would like to have a digital copy of original Halo 2. I've got a digital copy of Halo CE, but the Halo 2 never became a digital copy. All the rest of the games did, just not Halo 2.
That's true. Very true. There's a question in here about what anti-cheat tools will be used. They said that they're going to be utilizing industry-leading solutions and ensuring that matchmake games are taking place on dedicated servers. And that also will allow for modded content to be used by the community as well. So they're not completely just X-naying the modded stuff. They still want to support it. They want to provide freedom to players while also protecting players.
Mm-hmm. As long as they keep the mods out of regular PvP, that's fine.
Yep. And that's what it sounds like they're doing. And we've got a whole bunch of bug videos, which are oh so funny.
Oh, you need to go on there and watch these. These are hilarious.
There's six of them.
Let's put it this way. Cat splatters you without even being in a video or in a vehicle.
It's not even a splatter. It's like launching you and then you die because you run into a wall.
Like I said, splatter.
And there's the bad checkpoint, like getting a checkpoint right before you die, which is a Halo staple.
Everybody's done.
Yep. There's a nice little bug where if a tank is in a hill or on the edge of a hill, you try to get in the tank, it just ejects you right out. So you can't get in the tank.
Well, you can get in the tank, but it just takes you right back out.
Right. I don't think this one is necessarily a bug. It's listed as Emil says no new friends. It's where like an elite's chasing after Noble Six and Emil just decides to destroy him, but I don't think that's necessarily a bug.
Let's see.
I've seen that happen in Reach 360. Bug number four, now you see me. This is where enemies will just disappear when they die instead of just falling over. So that's kind of funny. Then the cat rage, which GT mentioned, and then you had one job, and that is where a Marine decided to shoot a wall with rockets. So yeah.
All you needed to do was carry it.
It's like, nope, I'm out of here. Bye. Boom. At the bottom of this, there's also a Outpost Discovery recap by Grimm. And he talks a little bit about MCC on PC that's being showcased on the road during Halo Outpost Discovery. We also had a little bit of discussions on the main stage with Max Slazer, Sketch, Sean Ardursky, and then Greg Herman. And there's a little bit of other info from Grim. They also touch on the legacy content migration again. So for the fourth, fifth, sixth time, whatever time it is, game types from Halo 3, Halo Reach, and Halo 4 will be transferred from, or copied from, your old file share from the 360 version to MCC, or it will be queued up for MCC on August 12th at 10 a.m. Pacific. That's 5 p.m. Zulu time. And maps will be taken 2 weeks later, be taking place 2 weeks later, 10 a.m. Pacific time, August 26th, 5 p.m. Zulu time.
I like this picture.
Which one?
Keep going down.
DuckTales. Oh, the Phlox one? Yeah. So we're back to DuckTales. So we've got the Psycho Duck giving us a little bit of a look into Halo Reach mechanics. There were these things called Phlox that was meant to make the background look active and filled with ships and whatnot. But there is a particular Phlox that if you started the mission from the very beginning and you played through to the end, you got to the end cutscene, there's this one flock of low-res Falcons floating around that look very blobby.
Distorted.
And bulbous.
Kind of squished.
Yes.
And kind of wrinkly. Or wavy.
Mm-hmm. So they added code in there to just delete the flock at the start of the cutscene. So an interesting little cute bug. They're just low-res Falcons. That's basically what they are.
And this is code line number 4099.
Of whatever module or DLL or whatever it is.
Yeah. And it looks like there's plenty more below that. So, oh, man.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there you go. And our final piece of news that we're going to talk about is some late-breaking E3 Infinite trailer discovery.
Mm-hmm.
So this was discovered by, do you remember the guy's name? I'm pulling it up right now. I should have had it pulled up earlier, but I didn't.
Yeah, but I can't pronounce it.
Start with an X. Let me see if I can find it real quick. That's all I can remember at the moment.
Give me a second here. Where is it?
Oh, Misa posted in Discord, actually. Of course, it's like the biggest news, and I didn't even... Zephel. Zephel, yeah.
Yeah.
So, he managed to find in the chief visor boot up a hidden QR code. And when scanned... Now he
figured that out. I have no idea. Kudos to him.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of red lines that are intersected in part of the boot up sequence. And if you stitch all those lines together, it comes up with the QR code. And when you scan that QR code, it goes to an audio file that is located on Halo Waypoint. And it is kind of like a separate audio track that matches up to the end of the E3 trailer.
One possibility. It matches pretty closely. There are some minor things that bug me about it, though.
So Halo replied to him, and they replied to Zephel directly and saying, took you long enough. So yeah. It is like a valid Easter egg.
Valid. They put it there for real. But the deal during that, for one, Chief's footsteps sound way too light.
They sound echoey. It sounds like they're echoing in the distance.
Yes, they do sound echoey, but they still sound way too light. I mean, after the amount of effort they put through to show Chief's weight in the Pelican, they sound too light to me. And while he's, you know, with this synced up and everything, while he's walking, all of a sudden his footsteps go away.
I did notice that too.
He's still walking. So I'm not saying it's not audio from the game. I'm just not so sure it goes with that particular scene. It's possible it does, but I'm thinking there's some other place that piece of audio belongs. It might go there, and they may have just decided not to record or make Chief's footsteps, or all of a sudden Chief sneaking up on the blue ball.
Does the disappearance of the footsteps match up with the removal of the chip?
No, it's before it.
Okay. I mean, the footsteps could just be a timing thing to match it up.
Yeah, but why would the footsteps go away? That takes you kind of out of the moment. All of a sudden, you have this ton of armored Spartan walking along, and all of a sudden he's quiet?
So, there might be another answer. Without any change
to his gait?
There might be another answer to that, and that is that people have found a spectral image in the audio file, so they may have need to cut the footsteps in order to get that spectral image up there. I'm pretty convinced of this one. It seems too likely to not be a fit.
I don't know.
I guess you're technically right. It technically could be somewhere else, but there's nothing else to really... But
this is Cortana talking about herself.
Yes.
And so far, now, granted, we don't know the story, but we know we're on a Halo ring because we're in a control room. And as it stands now, where is bad Cortana? On the Halo ring in the control room. We only saw one representation of Cortana. And she's supposed to be looking at herself or a piece of herself.
There could be a fragment on that chip.
Chip's dark, indicating it's empty.
Does it mean it's empty?
Like I said, it's... We don't know for sure. But the way everybody's been looking at it, yes. Because when Chief pulls the chip out on Earth, you know, in Halo 3, the chip's dark. No Cortana. In the first Infinite trailer, it's lit, so people assume there's an AI on it.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the chip is active.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's lots of theoretical possibilities. But I find it interesting that, of course, we have no content. We have no idea where that particular scene actually is in the game. The Pelican part, the way I understood it, the Pelican part is part of the opening of the game.
Yes. But the way
they cut it, that the other piece could be anywhere else in the game.
No, that second piece is not part of that opening cutscene. No, that is correct. So there's a lot of theories going out there. There's a lot
of explaining that needs to happen first. It is interesting the way Jen read the lines, because if you listen to it, she's not evil Cortana, as they've been so colloquially put. She sounds much more new and innocent.
Yeah.
You know, almost naive.
Yeah. It's hard to say.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays into the story of Infinite. Because I'm sure that scene, the control room scene, is in the game somewhere. Or at least part of it. You know, I see them... You know, they've done it before. They piece different parts of their cinematics together for this type of teaser. Now, you know, but the control room section could be totally made up too. It may not show up in the game anymore.
No, but it's probably definitely hinting at something that we're going to learn about in the game.
Well, according to 343, there's still more in there, even after this. At least,
yeah. Where did you see that? So far,
it's on Twitter somewhere. I can't find the post. But it, of course, I could be imagining it. But I could have swore I saw a post from someone at 343 that there is still more in there.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me with how much that they're trying to cram into this and how much they're really trying to make Infinite be a soft reboot for the franchise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're doing... they're working hard at it, that's for sure.
There's something with some coordinates in the file name as well that people are still trying to figure out.
They meet up with coordinates that were shown in the original trailer on the Pelican's dashboard.
Mm-hmm. Looks like there's another Reddit thread that's trying to see like where those coordinates might extend out into like constellations or space or something like that. So maybe it coordinates to where Zeta Halo would actually be in the galaxy type of thing. So people are starting to kind of go that route where it's not an Earth coordinate, but it's a outer space coordinate.
Yeah.
So there's still a lot of stuff being figured out with that one too.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what else is in this trailer. So that was the latest thing for Infinite. And we have nothing else to really go off of that for now. Interesting stuff,
though.
Wait
and see.
Just wait another 2 months for the next discovery, and it'll be another earth-shattering thing. So, yeah.
I'm getting itchy.
I gotta wait till next year, too.
No, I think we'll hear some more before the end of the year.
No, right. I don't mean that. I mean for the full story to see what it all is really supposed to mean. But
oh, yeah. We won't get all the answers until late next year.
Right. That's what I meant.
Although it'd be kind of interesting to see what we can glean from the flighting later this year. At least I hope there's some flighting later this year.
I'm expecting there to be, just because of how they've mentioned that they want to do flighting for...
No, Laird.
Similar to Halo 5. Ribs. Yes. Awesome. Gonna have ribs tomorrow for dinner. All right, well, short show, but that's all we got for tonight. So thanks for tuning in and hearing us speculate and getting our minds blown yet again from Infinite. It's going to be an interesting ride the rest of the way there.
Yeah, it will be.
You can check us out on our social media platforms. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We are posting content from Halo Outpost. So if you are not attending, then you can catch some of the stuff on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. We're posting stuff there. If you're going to be there in person, we have some Outpost exclusive pins that we're giving away. For anyone who comes and finds me and says, keep on fragging trucks, some of you guys got that in Philadelphia. So thanks for coming out and meeting up. Really appreciate it. For those going to Chicago, you'll also have that chance. So make sure you come and find me and get your pin. Also, check me out at the panels as well. Be really exciting to meet some more of the community members. So it'll be a good time there. You can check us out on our streaming platforms. We stream our podcasts normally on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern time with all the Outpost stuff because I travel on Thursdays. We've been mostly doing them Thursday, Wednesday. It's going to be interesting for Houston because I actually leave on Wednesday for Houston. So that one might just be a skip week. We'll see what happens there. But we normally record on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern time on Mixer, Twitch, and YouTube. You can also find GT hosting our Fraggin' Fridays at 8:30 p.m. And then I have my achievement streams, which I've been going through with Laird on Halo Wars Definitive Edition. That takes place on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern time. We'll not be doing it this weekend because I'll be in Chicago for Outpost, but we'll be resuming the following weekend. Also, make sure you check out our Xbox Club and our Spartan Company. We do have some slots. We are still going for that Keeley Summit. So if you want to help us out, we have another 13 accommodations to go for. So we're still chipping away at those. Feel free to join up and help us out with those. And all the panels that I had at Philadelphia have been recorded, edited, and posted up on our YouTube and our podcast feed as well. So hope you guys have a chance to listen to those and enjoy those. Let us know what you think. Would appreciate the feedback. And I think that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Unless you got anything else, GT?
No, I'm good.
In about 3-4 weeks' time, we'll be doing Halo Envoy for our next book. We had the poll out last week, and the community voted that we're going to be doing Envoy. So make sure you dust off the covers. You know, I'm behind by 2 years on that book, so we'll be doing that probably the week of the 19th. So August 22nd is the target day for us to do that podcast. If we don't get it by then it'll be September 5th when we do that book. That's all we have. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We will catch you guys either in one of our game nights or on our next episode or at Outpost Chicago. Keep on fragging them trucks.